Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somebody convinced me yesterday, Jay, to get an air fryer.
Have you used it yet?
No, I haven't gotten it yet because I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to tell my children what to get me for Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it'll change your world.
So what kind do you have and how does it work? How quickly does it turn into gold? In a sense.
It's, you know what, I don't even know what brand it is, but it is one of the ones that, it's, there are different ones, and this one's almost kind of like a conventional oven in a way, so it has the air fryer, has the reheater, but it's just, everything is very quickly, it's almost as quick as if you were using a microwave, without all of those, like, those things, the microwave-y stuff, but
the microwave.
Broccoli, like air fried broccoli, incredible.
Air fried broccoli.
That it's so good.
Worth analyzing. All right, let's see. It's the 3rd of November. Somebody sent me a kazoo for my birthday.
Yay!
I wonder who that could have been.
Who would have done that? All right, well.
It's that time you got a kazoo again.
Put it to good use. Thank you.
Any big birthday weekend plans, Doug?
Yeah. I'm going to California to be with my children and my grandchildren, the usual sort of thing. Nail down a place to hang my hat and enjoy 75 to 80 degree weather, which is okay. We've had our first freeze, and right now, it's 29 degrees on the farm. It's supposed to go up into the... Well, it's been in the 50s. Looks like going to the 60s this weekend, which is A-OK with me. Oh, global warming now! I'm getting almost tired. All right? I think it's more than almost. I'm just tired of people yelling that same stuff. People who don't think, who don't want to hear, they just, it's how the world is coming to an end by an electric.
Well, it is. It is global warming, but it's supposed to happen. It's nature's cycle. Yeah.
And so there's a story floating around about electric cars. Nick, we change things around. So Tom, the fellow from the Money Pit, is on Fridays, and Nick, the car guy, is on Monday. There's a whole backlog of electric vehicles now, and the dealers are beginning to resist because the manufacturers have just kept piling them on, and the dealers say, wait a minute, hold it. We can't sell these things. Stop making them. Stop sending them to us. And so it'll be interesting to see how that all flushes out. Meanwhile, those who want to know, I think I said this a week or two ago, but I didn't get an answer to it, and I forgot about it until just now when I was looking at another story about dreams. What happens to those who dream vividly? What is a dream all about? A dream is a wish your heart makes. Was that Jiminy Cricket? Or was that Pinocchio?
No, Cinderella did.
Cinderella
is a dream. Jiminy Cricket did a dream is a wish your heart makes.
When you wish upon a star.
Yes, that's Jiminy Cricket. A dream is wish your heart makes is Cinderella.
Who you are.
I can see the castle dream now.
Ah, yes, right. So, from your dreams, do you turn them... I was talking about the fryer. Now, this is sort of the same thing in your head. You have a dream, do you put it into action? Right? The fryer, the air fryer, puts into action something that really is good for you and good to eat and stuff. So if you have small ideas, small dreams, and then maybe the next night you have a bigger one, there are some people who don't dream at all. And then there are others who dream all the time. It depends on what's going on with me, whether I'm talking about this now because I had some pretty vivid dreams last night. And then, you know, what I was dreaming about is something that I've kind of wanted to do. And I wonder how often people have that opportunity to take something mm-hmm. that's clear. You have it in your head, it's clear. And maybe analyze it and make a powerful dream come true. Good idea. Okay, here's, we'll go from that to what happened in Washington. Teenager murdered a stranger on a bus. Police say there was no apparent reason for it. He just did it. So this guy, 17-year-old Miguel Dominguez, has been charged with murder in the first degree and unlawful possession of a firearm. Apparently, his bail has been set at $3 million, but they haven't got him yet. At least that's not.
Yeah, I feel like this just says, I mean, to me, this thing screams gang activity or gang initiation or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Because according to the other passengers on the bus, there was no interaction between these people. The other passenger who was murdered was sleeping.
I was with a police officer last night. Matter of fact, the guy in charge of our detective bureau here in my hometown of Framingham, we talked for about an hour about what the crime rate is here and how it has changed, because we both grew up in Framingham. He's younger than I am by a bit, but he's had the experiences going through the police department for the last 35-plus years and how crime has changed. It's, you know, it's obviously going to always be, I guess, sadly, criminal activity. But the kind of crime that goes on here, the fact that so much of it is drug-related, and they can catch the bad guys, and they put them away, and somebody else from Boston comes out the next day, and they're at it again. The drug business is so powerfully profitable that they stop at nothing. But then he went on to tell me about the other kinds of crimes that are taking place here with proclivity. And one of the things are the scams. People get called, people get emails. He said you wouldn't believe there was a bank. This lady had taken out a second mortgage on her house for $80,000. And the scammer, somehow or other, somebody was watching, monitoring her email. They didn't monitor her account because bank accounts are pretty well protected, even though sometimes you can't get into them if something like this happens. So the lady gets an email from somebody who says they had to change the bank account. The money is in this other account, so send me your account again, and I'll make sure that you get the $80,000. As you can imagine, that was a scam.
Yeah.
And they took $72,800 out of her account, never to be seen again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and that's some of the stuff where you have people who are monitoring, or they have already hacked into your email accounts or your computer, and they're watching this stuff. Or you have people that I feel like they're just throwing mud on a wall and seeing what sticks. And yeah. You'll get these text messages of... Excuse me. Your UPS package is your yeah. Your package is
Amazon
delayed.
Package,
we need more information. Click this link, or other things where it's like, okay, well, or your student loan situation. Because if you send those messages to enough people, you're going to hit somebody who this might be an accurate thing in their life, and then they fall for it.
Yeah, that's right. Lock, stock, and barrel. Unbelievable. All right, there's a big problem in upstate New York. 15 people injured, 5 first responders after a gas line blew up. The gas line explosion in Wappinger Falls up in Dutchess County. It's a nice rural area of New York. The fire was out of control when the fire people got there. 8 adults, 2 children injured, among them 2 adults and 1 child. Had to be taken by helicopter down to Westchester Medical Center. And this brings around, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I have another story attached to it. Has to do with the development that I'm working on and access to gas versus electric. You know that in many states, including the state I'm living in, there is a move afoot, and it's already, I think, been passed in California because they always do the wacko stuff first out there. The the prohibition to use gas for anything. Gas grills, gas heat, gas fireplaces, all outlawed. Everything's got to be no more wood, no more coal, no more oil. It's electric or nothing. Do you know
what... Is
that
all new builds?
Say again, Jay?
Is that new builds?
Yeah, yeah, this is, well, something that I think has been enacted. Somebody in California will tell us the story, 855-999-3684. But I'm pretty sure that that's accurate from my last conversation with my children in California. The idea of shutting everything else down and giving the electric company a monopoly, do you know where that's going to go? And this is all stuff from the Biden administration. These people are, whether they're getting paid off or whether their proclivity for abuse, because this is abusive. How is it in America you can tell people and get away with it, pass a law, or have an edict or an executive order or something that says you can no longer do this, 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 and this? And there's no input, there's no nothing. It's just, here it is, boys and girls, like it or lump it.
I understand the electric over gas argument when it comes to multifamily homes, like apartment buildings or townhomes or anything that is connected, because there can be carelessness and it can be dangerous. Mm. When it comes to single-family homes, get out. Get out of our business.
Well, it's not that that's not the reason that they're talking. They're not worried about whether the gas is leaking and you suffocate because it is in your house.
Or like explosions.
All they care about is stopping to use it because it's bad for the environment. So they say.
And all those diesel trucks and all the, what are they going to do about the manufacturing buildings?
These are homes. This is homes now.
No. I mean the businesses that create and supply the equipment for the electric.
The electricity. Yep. Certainly something
to think
about. And the
electric appliances. Yeah. Yep.
All right, here's something else to think about. Losing weight. Now we're going into the holiday season. I know it seems inappropriate to some to already be talking. Well, we're only, 3 weeks? It's the 26th. So it's it's a little over 3 weeks away. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. That's the headquarters. That's the main place for info on Califrin, the national way to lose weight, please.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you are 6 years older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program for Friday, November the 3rd. This is our, I can put on my broadcaster's voice now, this is the official celebrity section, the social media section. Is that, how does my voice, my radio voice sound like?
Oh, I feel like it sounds voice. Like so radio-y.
Yeah. You know, it has one of those voices. Your father has one of those voices. All right, speaking of radio, there have been very few performers who have had as much impact on music radio in terms of American performers than Billy Joel. And so he's been having this residency at New York's Madison Square Garden for, it seems like, forever. He turned 74, and so he's talking about what the future of his concert or his New York residency is going to be. And so we'll have that story for you in just a matter of moments, if you can just hold on for a moment or two.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Most everybody recognizes the unique sound of Billy Joel when they hear him. And because he's such a New Yorker, I mean, he's a New Yorker, one of those guys. You know, he's New York, New York, and more New York. And so, a number of years ago, he made a deal with Madison Square Garden to perform there. I think it was once a month or something. I think the tickets sold out for years in advance. Wasn't it once a month?
Yeah, pretty regularly scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. So he's announced that he's going to stop doing that as he's getting a little older. He says this is 150 times he's had a concert at Madison Square Garden under this deal, and so on July 25th he will do his last one. So he said. So the tickets
will go
on sale next week.
That's huge. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who does the Vegas residencies, these are smaller theaters. It's more intimate.
6,000, most
things.
Yeah, right.
And it's very intimate, and it's great. But yeah. Billy Joel is packing the house at the Garden every single show for 10 years.
150 times he's gone through. And you wonder how the set, when they figure out what the set's going to be for the night, how they make up their minds as to what to do. Because you got to play the hits. And then there's like Bruce Springsteen, same kind of thing. They've got so much material, how do they decide what they're going to play? Because no matter what they play, they'll please the audience. And if they didn't, this thing wouldn't have gone on for 150 shows.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much bottom line. And I think, again, I said the same thing about Bruce Springsteen, but how many other performers can you think of that can do that? Probably Elton John could do that. Maybe Celine Dion, Adele these days. Yeah, you think you could fill up? Yeah, you could get 150 shows out of her. But it's just kind of a neat thing, and it's the passing of time. It just marks the passing of time. Sooner or later it all has to come to an end, but this is big news for the people in New York for sure. All right, there's the Billy Joel story here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, could bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Jurors have convicted FTX founder and number two money donor to the Democratic Party during the 2020 election, Sam Bankman-Fried, on seven federal counts of fraud and conspiracy.
The month-long trial featured nearly 20 witnesses. Bankman-Fried potentially faces over 100 years in prison. The trial, initially projected to extend until Thanksgiving, concluded rapidly, with jurors reaching a verdict in just over 4 hours. I'm Dave Collins.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DUB and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dulles, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
Traveling music. 34 at the hour on the Friday Good Day program. Already, we say this every Friday and then every Monday. It seems like only yesterday. Okay, well, it was a week ago, but listen, who's counting? This is a very, very good story about a three-year-old girl. His name was Journey. Thus, the traveling music. See how clever I am there, Jay? Breaking.
Ba-da-bum.
Three-year-old breaking the record for the youngest person to visit all of our national parks in America. Yep. She was 2 days old when she got out of the hospital in the car, headed out with her parents to see the country, and they have never stopped traveling.
That's
all around
awesome.
The country. What a great name, right? The name, the mother says the name Journey came from a pregnancy scare. The fact that she arrived, I guess, a little bit early. Her mother was talking about the thought process that went through the name. And so she was born at the first national park. And from there, the traveling has been constant. So 63 places around the country, and they do it all in an RV. Mm-hmm. Apparently they have, they are able to do this. A lot of dedication, a lot of vacation, right?
Well, yes, and maybe they have, like, work remote jobs where they can't
keep going.
I think Journey had already visited 21 national parks by her first birthday, and then they kind of were like, you know what, let's get to 42 by the time she's two, and they did, and then let's get 63 by the time she's three, and, just so neat.
So they have.
Good for them.
Wife and mother Valerie says we're very goal-oriented people. I guess that's true enough. What about you? Do you have a goal? What's the goal that you have? A lot of people say, I want to be happy, which is probably the most wonderful, or one of the most wonderful things to aim for, the pursuit of happiness, because there's, people say, well, I've got to have a job that pays me $100,000 a year. Okay, that's the way, that's what you want to pursue. Swell. And if you do that, whatever you're pursuing, do it every single day and have lots of zeal and excitement and aim for the top. And so anyway, you can chase things. Sometimes when you do that, you lose sight of other things that are important in your life. I remember reading once, this is from somebody like Mark Twain. I'm not sure who it was that said this, but it's worth a listen. Happiness is a butterfly which, when pursued, seems always just beyond your grasp. But if you sit down quietly, it may just happen. Isn't that neat? The butterfly. How many people watch butterflies?
That analogy.
Just sit down and watch a butterfly flying around. Speaking of flying, flight attendants have a problem, some health issues. And so this week, a jury in California ruled that a clothing company needs to pay $1 million to four flight attendants for American who blamed the chemicals in the clothing, the production of their clothing, causing a variety of ailments, rashes, headaches, breathing problems. Wow. Who would have thunk it, right? Lawyers actually said that they were representing more than 400 other flight attendants making the same claim. The judge says, well, you look at the lawyers and what back and forth they say, the American wasn't involved in the suit because they didn't make the uniforms. The uniform makers' lawyers declined to say whether they will appeal or not. So if you go back in history, this seems like an interesting story, actually, because, well, for somebody like me that flies, I watch whenever they change their uniforms, I say something, to the flight attendant. They change the shirt, change their, what they're supposed to wear. American started giving new uniforms to flight attendants in 2016, and they had been wearing the same clothing for 10 years, so this is great until it isn't.
So you realize,
Yeah. One flight attendant said she'd wake up in the morning with her eyes swollen, looked like I'd been in a boxing match. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was going to pass out. I was coming home. My husband was running me to the urgent care. So then American said, well, if you don't like these, wear the old uniforms or pick out an outfit you like at Macy's.
Yeah, Macy's, JCPenney, as long as it falls under the same color scheme. And
yeah, right, yep. So anyway, this is a very interesting, this is one of those anecdotal things that normally you don't hear too much about or you don't talk much about, but I thought it was a pretty interesting story. Another legal matter this week, the fate of Sam Bankman-Fried, a name that was around a lot about a year ago because he was charged with fraud. The company that he, this was a big crypto company. Remember this story, Jake? Big, he was the biggest of all the crypto distributors or bankers or whatever, you know, you want to call them. So he was charged with defrauding customers, investors, and lenders. And so jury in New York this week found him guilty of everything. They only deliberated for a couple of hours, and they concluded he was guilty on all seven charges, wire fraud, one of them money laundering. So he's not going to be sentenced. I don't understand this. Okay, so he's guilty, and you're not going to sentence him until next March? Huh?
I always wondered.
Well, you put him in jail now. Well, this is a big deal. He could get 110 years. Whether that will happen or not, probably not. He supposedly co-conspired with a bunch of Chinese lenders, put in quotation marks. All right, so what's going on with the what's today's AI report? A couple of senators, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Susan Collins of Maine, calling on the feds to crack down on the growing number of AI voice scams. This is something that we're worried about in the radio business to a point, but this is more along the lines of what I was saying the last half hour, talking about the people who are getting scammed out of their money, you know, the scams. This police officer I was talking to, if you didn't hear it, you can catch it on the podcast, the download, or as you listen through the day, you can hear the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. A lot of people, it's interesting to see how many more people are listening to it that way. I was looking at the stats the other day. Anyway, so they've asked the Federal Trade Commission and the FCC, because this is, again, something that's happening on radio, they had four questions. What steps are you taking to educate Americans about these crimes that are taking place on the phone? You know, there's a scam, again, back to the police conversation I had last night. The number of people who get phone calls and somebody says on the other end of the line, "Hi, is this Fred?" And the person said, "Yes." The phone goes dead.
That's all they needed.
That's all they need. They grab your voice and the yes, and they can go any number of directions with it. So if you don't do, I don't, when somebody calls me and does that, mostly landline stuff now because I have most of it blocked on my cell phones. Uh-huh. But you say yes, and they'll use that to do whatever needs just your voice print, your voice approval. And the scams go on. It's like Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown show, is an expert in scams. He has a website called scamicide.com. A lot of help there to help you combat fraud. But it's just so prolific. So anyway, these people are thinking that we better do something about artificial intelligence voice fraud, because otherwise it's going to be a very serious, the swindlers are using what they call speech synthesis technology to mimic your voice. So even if you don't say yes, if they get your voice print, they can create a yes now. That's one of the points.
Keep you on the line long enough saying different things. Yeah. Well, there's some of the stories that we've seen in the news more recently, too, are people who are getting phone calls from their loved ones saying that they've been kidnapped or they owe money to for gambling debt or things like this. And it sounds exactly like their loved one's voice. There was one specific story I recall reading about where one of the parents answered the phone. It was this whole thing. It was their daughter on the other end. She was being held hostage. They're freaking out. They run up to her bedroom because they thought she was in her bedroom. And she was still in her bedroom, not on the phone.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, man, the scum that's around. Hoo-wee. Uber and Lyft have agreed to pay a combined $328 million for withholding money from their drivers. Uber pays $290, Lyft $38 million. The largest wage theft settlement that has ever been secured in New York. So the money then gets distributed to cheater drivers. I wonder how many people listening right now drive for Uber or Lyft. And, you know, you think about how these companies started from nothing. All they are software companies. And yet Uber's value is on the open market, if they could sell it or wanted to sell it, $5 billion for a software program.
Well, but it's a good idea if you're somebody who, if you like to drive and this is something you need to do, you need some extra cash, it is a really good side gig where you can make your own hours. If it's somebody who is just hanging around the house and they're bored during any time of day, they can go ahead and say, I'm going to go drive right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Uber deducted sales taxes from the drivers back in 2014, 15, 16, and 17. Taxes and fees should have been paid by the passenger. And so they didn't get it from the passenger. They took it from the drivers. And that's what this is all about. Imagine that, huh? Look at all that money that these people who have been driving. Hopefully they have good records. And hopefully they'll be able to find all the people so they can get the money back to those who deserve it. I guess this comes under good news. There's a new kind of bacteria been found this week, or at least the announcement came out this week about this bacteria. We've been talking about, there have been various designs on this program, the bacteria that eat plastic. And so now apparently the scientists involved in this at the University of Edinburgh have been able to nail this down. They've engineered a simple E. coli bacteria whose job it will be is eating litter, regurgitating it into something else. So think about this. There's the plastic and wherever it is, this bacteria that you can't see comes along and chews on it and poops out at the other end. This will be, maybe I got to have a branch of this on my farm, right? Well, because E. coli, generally speaking, is not good for you. You don't want it in your system. But in this case, if it's cultivated in a Petri dish, and you throw away whatever, mountains of bottles everywhere, they throw these E. coli into them, and something else that would be usable, useful liquids will come out the other end. Sounds like an idea worth pursuing to me. It's right, 48, what's in your poop? 48 past the hour.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Chasing Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 53 after the hour, that's the time. And now as for the old jock in me wants to, time and temperature. Now the temperature is different. Depends on where you are around the country. Today, on the farm, the food, farm, and family portion of the broadcast, we celebrate National Sandwich Day. National Sandwich Day, combination of bread filled with cheese and meats, that kind of stuff. I remember when we talked about this last year, and the year before, and the year before that, I always bring up the Duke of, let's see, it was the Duke of Sandwich and the Earl of
Shrewsbury or something?
Shrewsbury, right. There's a big fight as to who it was that actually had the first meal with what was bread at the time. It's back in the 1700s. And so I don't think it's ever been settled, frankly. But today we celebrate whatever it is, whether it's, I know most people call it a sandwich, but the folks who support the Earl of Shrewsbury say, no, there's a Shrewsbury.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, we'll have this conversation, this argument can go on forever.
Feels like only yesterday we had it last year.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Exactly. Right. All right, so this is an unusual recall, not what we usually talk about with food. This is the story of hundreds of thousands of play activity centers sold at Walmart being recalled because of an injury hazard that could happen. They also sell these things at Costco and some other, you know, these sorts of things. What are they called? Jump, spin, and play activity centers recalled for the what could be a fall or some kind of injury. You'd think that they'd go through with all the things that go through in the approval process for getting these things through whatever government organization is supposed to be overseeing this kind of stuff. But I think the bottom line here is that jump, spin, and play activity centers are dangerous. So if you have one or you think about buying one for Christmas for your... Don't do that for your children. If you got one, bring it back to the store and get your money back and get some money for having gone there. Here they are again telling the PR from Costco and Walmart is call us and we'll talk to you about it. No, don't call them. Bring it back. That's it. Don't waste your time calling them. Just bring it back, if you please. DoorDash. Don't you love this? Listen to this. If you're using DoorDash and you don't get good service, you have nobody, according to them anyway, nobody to blame but yourself. If you don't tip, you're going to get bad service. So how do they know? I don't use DoorDash. When you order, you put the tip on
the when you place the order. Yeah, so it all kind of goes at the same time. And it gives you automatic percentages, or you can do a custom amount. But I feel like maybe if the person, if the DoorDasher doesn't want to do that one because it's a bad tip, just decline it and let somebody else take it.
Yeah, right.
Like, you choose what you accept, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the people who run DoorDash are saying to you, if you don't tip, don't expect good service.
Blame yourself.
As a matter of fact, you might even get a bite out of your sandwich or something when it's delivered.
Or a pee instead of a milkshake.
Yeah, right. Oh, that, didn't we talk about that?
That did. Yeah, that
yesterday?
Did happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, that one was an honest mistake, though. But if you are doing something where there's somebody that is in service to you, why wouldn't you tip them?
Yeah.
I never understood that, why people just don't tip, period.
And here's another DoorDash story that's kind of interesting. The story of a driver for DoorDash who followed, you know, they all put GPS in order to deliver your food to you. He was supposed to be delivering a Dunkin' Donuts order, and he followed the GPS into a swamp. So that was in Middletown, Connecticut, driver whose vehicle was down in the water. The driver told the police he was able to get out, and he walked through the woods and went to a home and called the police. But he said he was following this is a fairly remote area. This is a sort of rural area of Connecticut. And bringing the Dunkin' Donuts order, just driving down the road. This happened before. I've heard these stories. This has happened before.
Yeah, where people go into lakes or into rivers. And I get this, especially if it's a remote area where you've never seen, you've never really been to, and it's dark. When it's nighttime and it's dark, sometimes a waterway looks just like a roadway.
Yep, sure does. So anyway, the car kept running. He was able to get out of it. When the police got there, the car was still running in the swamp. All right, anyway, be careful out there. Isn't that what the guy used to say on, what was that TV show? What was that show? Anyway, whatever it was, be careful out there. It's a good thing for you to remember. 59.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.